Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, allow me first of all to congratulate you on your nomination as President Designate of the 8th Review Conference on Biological Weapons, which will be held in Geneva in November this year, as well as on your chairmanship of this preparatory meeting, and commend the way in which you're steering the preparations for this important event. You can be assured of the full support of the delegation of the Kingdom of Morocco for the success of our work. I'd also like to take this opportunity to welcome the accession of Côte d'Ivoire to our convention. Chair, we're meeting here to prepare our 8th conference in November 2016. Today's and tomorrow's meeting gives us an opportunity to examine organizational issues relating to the upcoming review conference and have an interesting exchange of views on a range of questions linked to the conference. With a view to the review conference, I would like to restate the following points. First of all, the 8th review conference is an opportunity that we have to look at the operating of the convention and to discuss and take the necessary measures that will strengthen the convention and improve its full implementation in order to ensure that this instrument is in line with current developments. The Kingdom of Morocco attaches a great deal of importance to the comprehensive an effective implementation of Article 10 of the Convention, underlying the right of states to possess and transfer biological material for peaceful purposes, and that all barriers preventing enjoyment of that right should be removed. Similarly, particular attention needs to be given to promoting international cooperation, as provided for under Article 10. And this should be done at the next conference, which needs to take tangible measures to strengthen and facilitate the implementation of this. State parties to the convention need to facilitate cooperation and transfer of technologies and equipment linked to the use of biological and toxin agents for peaceful purposes in line with their obligations pursuant to the convention. The Kingdom of Morocco shares the proposal often made, and this for some years now, by the NAM states, according to which setting up an effective mechanism for the multilateral operationalization of Article 10 of our convention is the best option we have to promote its universality and ensure effective implementation by states parties. In addition, the Kingdom of Morocco encourages both the review and adoption of concrete measures regarding biological security and safety, biodefense, and surveying and monitoring epidemics, particularly by drafting a code of conduct for scientists, and this during the 8th review conference on the BWC. Similarly, the Kingdom of Morocco would like the issue of strengthening the verification regime pertaining to the implementation of the convention could get the attention that it requires during the 8th review conference. My delegation, along with the non-aligned movement countries and most of the states parties, believes that a multilateral, legally binding verification instrument would be the best means of strengthening the convention. It's equally important to promote international cooperation, whereby the World Health Organization would have a role to play by establishing a closer partnership between experts in biosafety and security and public security and safety to avoid any risks in the future. And in this context, the recent epidemic of the Ebola virus, which affected West Africa, suggests that there are risks of having something spread on a wide scale, which would have a huge impact on the world economy, as well as displacement of persons. And all states parties have to address this collectively. Today, nobody can ignore the challenges and risks posed by rapid progress made in biosciences and biotechnology, nor can they ignore the threat of bioterrorism. In order to thwart these dangers and challenges, the upcoming conference needs to examine measures that can strengthen further the effectiveness of the implementation of our convention and ensure that scientific progress is not going to be misused. And we also need to address the risks linked to biological and biochemical technologies that are dual use in nature, as well as the need to build, or rather have, confidence and transparency measures, consolidating coordination between state parties in terms of exchange of expertise, information, and prevent proliferation of these. My delegation would also underscore the importance that the upcoming conference should attach to the question of improving national capacity, particularly when it comes to training personnel who are responsible for intervening and protecting the population, as well as upgrading the intervention plan when there is a biological emergency or any threat of bioterrorism. Finally, Morocco believes that technical assistance is a key element. On the one hand, it strengthens the epidemiological surveillance system. It helps identify unknown pathogen agents and also detect outbreaks of disease. It also can ensure proper implementation of biological safety and security measures in laboratories through international assistance and cooperation. And this could be done by establishing a database, bringing together or regrouping offers of assistance as part of Article 7 of the Convention.